Hot Topics at West Holmes. I'm Melissa Patrick. Cybersecurity, AI, math, and the gifted program and are continuing to evolve at West Holmes Local Schools. Kiana Lepla, the curriculum director for West Holmes Local Schools, would have time to speak to the board at the Board of Education meeting on what is happening in the world of curriculum, which, like most government entities and businesses, cybersecurity is on the forefront of everyone's minds.
We had our May PD Day recently for all of our staff. Part of that training also included cybersecurity. As Jamie was talking about, our tech department shared a little bit about how staff can protect themselves and using personal emails versus professional emails, what we share out in our emails.
She says that a hot topic for schools currently is AI, and then had discussions with staff about that as well.
We have to have an AI adopted policy as a district, and then we also have to provide PD to our staff on how to utilize AI, what uses are okay with AI, as that's an ever-evolving world. So we kind of did a little introduction to that, and then they're going to have more PD.
Lepla also had introductions to the Ohio Math Plan, which is how Ohio would like to see instruction, assessment, and test scores increase in the state.
We've seen a very steady drop in the state of Ohio with math scores and assessments across the state. And just like we went through the literacy plan a few years back, there was PD attached to it, different things that staff had to do, the possibility of a list of resources that you have to choose from selected resources the state provided. They're starting an Ohio math plan that kind of follows that similar format, and more details are coming out about that, honestly, every month. But for right now, we just kind of give the staff an overview of what all is that going to encompass.
Lepla would share that herself and gifted coordinator Lisa Feichert had been working on updated gifted policies, and now that they're consolidating to one elementary, Feichert no longer has to be spread across four buildings, so that will change the services that they can offer students.
Which means that we've always by law had to identify students as gifted, but we did not have to service. State law says that we must identify students, but they don't have to actually be serviced with gifted services, so we've had enrichment hours. Because you have to reach a certain number of hours with each student for it to qualify as gifted, we're now going to be able to qualify as gifted services, and that we're servicing kids with the adequate amount of numbers for students that are identified, which means that they will get WEPs, kind of similar in the same if you've heard of an IEP. They have an identification and a plan and all of the things that we're required to provide them with a certain amount of hours for our students who are identified as gifted. So we're really excited for that opportunity.
Feichert would give a services overview for the gifted program to the board, including the brochure that would go to parents with students identified as gifted. She says that they'll still be working with third, fourth, and fifth graders as they transition into the new building.
We're going to be more intentionally able to roster those kids in classrooms so that they can get small group instruction at their level, more depth and complexity, things like that with their standard curriculum. Going to do some pull out into a resource room.
Feichert says that they are looking at 2 days a week for language arts and 2 days a week for math for roughly 45 minutes to an hour at a time, and that's still being worked on to finalize, but is the goal.
We're going to be more intentional with professional development, with the staff, helping them be able to design lessons when the kids are in the classroom with them that meet their needs.
She says that now she'll be able to be more of just a resource rather than running all over the district. At the middle school, there will be similar things to the elementary, and then also honors classes in language arts, math, and accelerated math. The next West Holmes School Board meeting will be part of their summer schedule, meeting at 7:30 a.m. Monday in the high school library. The Holmes County Sheriff reported for yesterday, no accidents, 7 incidents, and this arrest. Billy Joel Kurtz of Worcester, who's arrested and charged with failure to appear warrant. Ohioans will soon need a photo ID to vote by mail, a significant change from previous requirements. Republican lawmakers introduced the new rule on Tuesday and quickly passed it in the House and Senate. The requirement will take effect before the November 2027 election, leaving this year's voting unchanged. The law, known as House Bill 472, is one of two voter ID measures Republicans fast-tracked this month. Democrats argue the changes are unnecessary and rushed, pointing out that voter fraud is rare. The bill now awaits Governor Mike DeWine's signature. Ohio lawmakers are voting to expand the state's vehicular homicide laws. This push comes after prosecutors were unable to file manslaughter charges against a person who killed someone while driving a golf cart. The new list will contain vehicles such as golf carts, motorized scooters, and e-bikes and mopeds. The bill is now in Governor Mike DeWine's hands to review. A recent survey from ZipRecruiter finds more than a third of U.S. workers now have multiple jobs just to keep up with their bills. A group that's really struggling right now is teachers. One in five K-12 teachers report struggling with money. 71% of public school teachers work at least one second job. It's not just their own everyday costs. Another issue teachers run into, they have to pay for their own school supplies. Remember, in Ohio, there will be a three-day sales tax holiday for back-to-school shopping. That's happening in August and will apply to supplies that are $20 or less. MetroHealth is changing how it handles pediatric trauma care. The hospital says it will no longer seek renewal of its Level 2 Pediatric Trauma Center designation at its main campus. Hospital leaders cite fewer serious pediatric trauma cases and a nationwide shortage of pediatric neurosurgeons. Children will still be treated in Metro's ERs and clinics, and the most critical patients can be transferred to Rainbow Babies and Children's Hospital. MetroHealth says the change will not affect staffing or pediatric care across Northeast Ohio. And finally, the future of Doctor Who is uncertain. After the BBC canceled a planned Christmas special, showrunner Russell T. Davies has confirmed his exit, saying the episode wasn't written and no actor was chosen for the Doctor's role. The BBC announced Wednesday that Davies and production company Bad Wolf decided not to proceed with the special. The broadcaster says it aims to invest in the show's long-term future and is seeking new production partners. Doctor Who, first aired in 1963, has entertained generations of fans with more than a dozen actors playing the lead role. Davies, who revived the show in 2005, says its future remains exciting and unpredictable. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM.